That was Beloved's contestant, Valkyrie Celeste. Rochelle, you judge with her on many shows.
I do.
Now you get to critique her.
I know, critiquing Valk is so weird for me. I'm always like, what? Why am I critiquing you? Because we're generally critiquing together. Do you want
Whenever
me
you're ready,
to
Rochelle.
Go? Okay. I wasn't sure if you were like just saying that like the lols or if you wanted me to go. I liked this a lot vocally for you. I think it was a really unique choice, and I think it worked for you. Like, I was really excited by what you were doing, and I was like, this is turning out so cool. Yeah. But I think with performance, I would have liked a little bit more, like, of an energy build. Like, I wish it had got a little bit more intense at the end.
I hate when I agree with you because I feel like it ruins my credibility, but I actually do agree with you.
What?
I wish there had been a little
bit more
of a oomph to it. Vocally, it really worked for you. I thought you did a great job. It sounded really good. I just wanted a little more oomph. But it was. I'm glad you put a fast song in. That's a good finale choice. What did you think, Turtle?
I thought this was a really good song choice for her. Or, like, good fast song choice for her. She sounded really good on it. I wasn't really thinking about it. I guess, maybe I zoned out a little, but, I think that would have been a better climax for the song.
Beloved Star.
She re-recorded the climax at about 8:15.
Nice.
I know, we're awesome. Actually, this take was leaps and bounds more emotional than the first one she sent me. I do agree that there could have been a little bit more, but from hearing the first one, this was so much better, and I thought she did a really good job, and I was really surprised that it sounded so awesome. Like, I expected her voice would work for it, but I really liked it, like, a lot.
Yeah, like, the oomph note's nitpicky, because during the song, I just kind of zoned out and enjoyed it, and I think if I can zone out and enjoy a song without being, like, picking it apart, that's good. That's a good thing. I thought it really worked well for her. Rochelle, your contestant is up next, Snow Fanta.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this song choice.
I had her do the acoustic version of J.C. Rae by All Time Low. It has a little bit of a different, like, speed and tempo than the original song, so I thought it would be, like, a kind of, like, different variety of acoustic, because mm-hmm. I really love how Snow Fanta sounds on acoustic songs. I think she does a really good job of, like, capturing that, like, raw feeling and emotion and kind of putting in her little own harmonies and stuff. So I thought this was a good song that she could, like, play with, like, background vocals and stuff, and also, like, I think she would sing it well, so.
I'm excited to hear this. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, go.
And keep my conscience clean when I wake. Don't make this easy, I want you to mean it. J.C., say you'll mean it. You're dressed to kill, I'm calling you out. In my back, a stabbing pain that says I lack the common sense, the confidence to bring an end to promises that I make in times of desperate conversation, hoping my night will be better than this in the end. Just say when. Don't make this seem. And left you to wait.
That was Snow Fender with Rochelle's song choice. Okay, now we have a finale, because I think with this song, Snow Fender's proven she can win this. I love the main vocal. I love the background vocals. This was a great, great performance from you. I'm excited about this one. What did you think, beloved?
I thought this was really good, too. I don't think I've ever heard this song, but I thought it worked really well for her.
We assume you might, since you picked it, Rochelle.
I know. I just love this song.
Before that arbitrary comment, what were you saying, beloved?
I was saying that I liked it. There were a couple notes off pitch and overshot here and there, but I really, really loved your harmony. Lovely. That was all.
Turtle.
I really loved what you did with it vocally. It was really nice to hear. And, oh man, I forgot what else I was going to say, but I really liked it.
All right.
Yeah.
Rochelle Yeller.
I loved this. She worked so hard on this song, and we did so many different takes, so I'm super, super, super proud of how it came out at the end. I absolutely loved it. I think your harmonies were great, and it was just, like, everything that I expected you would do on this song, you did and more. Like, you went above and beyond my expectations.
It surpassed her wildest dreams.
So, yes, it was awesome. So thank you for doing a great job. I'm so proud.
Team Asian is up next, Turtle and Nani. Turtle, tell us about your song choice for Nani.
It's Because of You by Kelly Clarkson. I wanted her to do, like, something that was slow, but it's an alternate version. It's a piano cover. But I wanted her to do something slow and really emotional compared to, like, the original song she sang.
I'm excited to hear this. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, play.
That you did, I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did, you fell so hard. I've learned the hard way to never let it get that far. Because of you, I'll never stray too far from the sidewalk. Because of you, I learned to play on the safe side so I don't get hurt. Because of you, I find it hard to trust not only me, but everyone around me. Because of you, I am afraid. I lose my way, and it's not too long before you point it out. I cannot cry because I know that's weakness in your eyes. I'm forced to fake a smile, a laugh every day of my life. My heart can't possibly break when it wasn't even whole to start with. Because of you, I'll never stray too far from the sidewalk. Because of you, I learned to play on the safe side so I don't get hurt. Because of you, I find it hard to trust not only me, but everyone around me. Because of you, I am afraid. I watched you die, I heard you cry every night in your sleep. I was so young, you should have known better than to lean on me. You never thought of anyone else, you just saw your pain. And now I cry in the middle of the night for the same damn thing. Because of you, I'll never stray way too far from the sidewalk. Because of you, I learned to play on the safe side so I don't get hurt. Because of you, I tried my hardest just to forget everything. Because of you, I don't know how to let anyone else in. Because of you, I'm ashamed of my life.
That was Nani with Symmetry in the Making by Megadizzy.
Yeah.
I'm not really a recreational drug user, but this made me want to do some drugs. In a good way. And it's fitting that it said Bow Chicka because this was ear porn. I loved it. What did you think, beloved?
I really liked this too. I like this type of music. And I think your voice fit it really well. I loved the layering at the end. That was probably my favorite part. I feel like in parts your main vocals could have been a tiny bit louder, but that could just be me and my deafness.
Let's take a minute very quickly to plug Megadizzy's band, who this song is by. If Megadizzy could just type the name of the band in the chat, because I can't remember what the name is.
Isn't it Holiday?
I think they've changed the name, but I could be wrong. While I'm waiting for that, Turtle, what did you think? Did you hear? It's The Broadcast. They are The Broadcast.
Oh.
Turtle, did you get it? You heard it. It's your contestant. What do you think?
Yeah, I really like this. This is actually one of my favorite Khaled, The Broadcast songs. The part where Beloved said she wished she the vocals were louder. I think I asked her if she could re-record the parts belting out, but she didn't have time to do that. But it still sounded really good.
And Rochelle, what did you think?
I loved this. This was such a cool song. Dizzy, awesome, awesome, awesome songwriting. Super, super great. It was so, oh my God, I really liked the style a lot. And I think it worked for Nani, really well. I loved her, bomb chicka bomb bombs in the background. I do agree. I wish the main vocal had been louder because it was hard to hear what she was saying sometimes. But I thought that it was really cool and worked well for her voice.
We will give you guys, if you look on the thread, we will give you guys a link to Megadizzy's band as well, so you guys can listen to the original version. Up next is Aria with her original song, again written by Adam Collins. This is going on Aria's album, so you guys can hear it then. But until then, now you can hear it now. Everybody can push play in 3, 2, 1, go.
So open up your morning light. Say a little prayer for I. You know that if we are to stay alive, see the peace in every eye. She had two babies, one was 6 months, one was 3, in the war of 44. Every telephone ring, every heartbeat singing, when she thought it was God calling her. Would her son grow to know his father? Be
Believe me, I know the feeling. It sucks you into the jaws of anger. Oh, so dig a little more deeply. All we have is this very moment. And I don't want to do what his father and his father did. I want to be here now. So open up your morning light. Say a little prayer for I. You know that if we are to stay alive, see the peace in every eye.
That was Aria with I Don't Want to Wait. Turtle, let's go to you first.
Okay, so you know how I said I can't listen to too much of Aria because her tone's really heavy?
Yes.
I love this so much that I could listen to this all day. This is really good. And people were like saying, in the audience, they were like, the emotion wasn't as good. I think it was really good.
It wasn't people. It was just Valkyrie and then Gil agreed.
No.
It wasn't everybody. Just saying. Just saying, Turtle.
I'm just noticed. I don't even know who said it. I just noticed the comment. I'm just replying.
Because they are bitter and catty because they want to win. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Turtle. Sorry.
I agree. I think it's just the backtrack. This is really beautiful, Aria. I love this.
Rochelle?
I honestly didn't love this in comparison to things that you've done recently. I've just, like, heard you on way better songs. I think you had a lot of vibrato in some places, and then in the, like, bridge part, your timing was, like, really strange. I mean, like, you made it work, but it definitely was, like, very different from the original, which is fine. It was, like, off-putting because, like, I wasn't expecting the song to do that. I thought it needed a little bit more emotion, though. I think somebody in the chat was like, I think it's more the backtrack, which I could see because her vocals were really full. But, yeah, this definitely wasn't my favorite thing I've heard you do. I liked your original song a lot more.
Once again, Rochelle is proving that she's a moron and that she only wants people to sing it exactly like the original artist.
I'm not saying exactly like the original artist, but like her timing at the bridge was a little off.
She was taking liberties with it, Rochelle.
And that's fine. It just for me, it was like too much liberties.
Well, okay. For me, I think this is the performance of the night so far. I think you sang this better than Paula Cole. This is a song that's like never covered, so it was really cool to hear you do a little extra things that you added and things that you did to make it an aria cover and not a straight up, like, I'm going to sing it just like Paula Cole. I'm glad you took those liberties. This is such a, it goes so high and so low. It's a really hard song. I think you did an amazing job with it. Kudos to you. We are missing Cherie, I think, still. So
I think she dropped from the call. Did you try adding her?
I don't see her online either. Is she online? She's not online right now. So, I guess, yeah, we'll take a 5-minute break. Anybody that wants to go can go. Anybody that wants to stay can stay. We'll take a 5-minute break. I'm going to hang up the call, too. Maybe that'll fix the lag in the chat.
All right, so I'm going to stop recording then.
Yes, I will call back in 5 minutes.